It's Odds on Sports on the Fan, brought to you by DraftKings, with your host, John Jastrzemski, JJ After Dark.
Let's get it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Now time for a Tuesday edition of Odds on Sports, presented by our friends over at DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm your host, John Jastrzemski, and it was a profitable Monday, to say the least, with the LA Rams taking down the Chicago Bears. And, you know, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so when it comes to Chicago. I have looked at their record over the first 6-7 weeks of this year, and I simply have not bought in. The metrics indicate as such. The eye test indicates as such. They did not in any way resemble and look like a 5-1 football team. That is why when you saw that line last night, open at 6, get to 6.5, 7, it kind of told the story of what that game was going to be. Rams offense was not great, but it was good enough. And what you saw was that Ram defensive front just destroyed Chicago's offensive line. They were in Nick Foles' grill basically every other play. And I would buy some serious regression from the Bears coming up over these next few weeks. Now, the problem is their line against New Orleans skyrocketed the minute you saw that game on Monday night. Open at 2.5. Now I'm looking New Orleans and Chicago. New Orleans is a 4-point favorite across the board. 4-point favor over at DraftKings. On the flip side, the Ram-Dolphin game, with the Rams coming off their impressive performance, even with the cross-country flight, and even with the debut of Tua, that line now has moved in a Ram direction. Over at DraftKings, it's at 4. In some places, it's at 4.5. So my advice to you, if you like the Rams, go get them now. If you like the Dolphins, considering the way this line is moving up, if I were you, I would wait on Miami as long as possible. Maybe you could find a 4.5. Maybe you could find a 5. So that's the end result of a Monday night game that ends up being lopsided. You get line movement that can sometimes be fair, and other times it can be reactionary. I think it's maybe a little reactionary with the Rams and the Dolphins. Tough spot for the Rams. I know it's a rookie quarterback, but you got a cross-country flight, number one. Number two, you got a short week. And you got a team coming off their bye in Miami. So there are a lot of elements there that would have me a little bit concerned about laying 4.5 or 4 points on the road. Now, as we look ahead to game number 6 of the World Series, the Dodgers, 1 win away from their first championship since 1988. And the sense I get, knowing how this World Series has gone, seeing what Tampa's been about all year, I don't think Tampa's going down easily. I don't think Tampa's going down quietly. This line opened, Dodgers laying 135 with Gonsolin on the mound against Blake Snell. And in a whole lot of places, it has dropped a little bit here. You got 56% of the tickets from the run line coming in on the Dodgers. You got 58% of the tickets coming in on the Rays, and the line has moved. It has moved. Right now on DraftKings, you get it at 129. So clearly that money has shifted in a direction of Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay needs to get out to a fast start. That's what they did in game 2. Snell pitched well, got into the bullpen, and their A-list relievers will be ready to rock and roll. That means Castillo, that means Fairbanks, that means Anderson. I would expect seeing an inning plus out of all three of those guys. I think best case scenario for the Rays, they would get 6 out of Snell. I think it's far more likely they get 4 or 5 out of Snell. But the way Tampa Bay is built, they need to get off to a fast start. I think that is imperative here in this ballgame. Now, for the majority of this series, the totals have been going over. You've had, you know, a decent amount of high-scoring games in this World Series so far. This total has not moved an inch. It is locked in at 8. Locked in at 8 every which way. And you got 66% of the tickets coming in on the over. I don't have a great feel on the total tonight. I have a decently strong lean on Rays Dodgers, and I'm going to give you the strategy that I would implore if indeed you like Tampa tonight. To me, there's a good strategy to go about this. It's risky. I understand it's risky, but you're going to have to hear me out. You're going to have to listen to what I'm about to say. We'll do that in a little bit. We will give you our play for Game 6 of the World Series. We'll also give you the early lines for Week 8 now in the National Football League. With the Monday night game played, we have a line on the Dolphins and the Rams, which we tell you. We have a line on New Orleans and Chicago. We'll tell you how high that line currently is between the Jets and the Kansas City Chiefs. Tell you another line that's going to be beyond double digits. Tampa Bay taking on the Giants on Monday night. There's no way in the world you're getting that in single digits. No way, no how. So we got a jam-packed Odds On Sports. Plays of the day for better or worse. Your calls at 877-337-6666. Get it all rolling right after this. Welcome back to Odds On Sports, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And as we now look ahead to Game 6 of the World Series, here would be my suggestion, if indeed you like Tampa Bay tonight. What I would suggest you do is don't even bother with taking Tampa Bay at plus 115 over at DraftKings. What I would do is go hop on Tampa Bay to go win the series. Now, this might seem a little off. This might seem a little wacky. But if you're looking right now, Tampa Bay is plus 400 to go and win the World Series. So why do I bring this up? If indeed Tampa Bay wins tonight, clearly they're not going to be plus 400 to go and win the World Series. My guess would be, with Walker Buehler on the mound against Charlie Morton, my guess, and I'm not, you know, an odds maker, I'm not one of these guys at DraftKings or at the Westgate, you know, I'm not setting these lines. I'm just guessing what these lines might be. I would say the Dodgers, even with Buehler, no matter what you might think about he, Charlie Morton, whatever, I'm going to say the Dodgers would be minus 220 tomorrow, right? So if I could get them plus 400 to go and win the World Series, I could probably get the Dodgers 220, and I'm going to get a real good number there. I'm going to get a good number. Even if I got a late 2-1 juice. Remember, I'm getting 4-1 juice right now. So I could balance it out, and I think I can do better than that 118 to that 120. Now, if it turns out you don't end up hedging tomorrow, then you got a plus 400 Tampa Bay to win the World Series bet. If you don't feel great about the Rays in a potential Game 7, I think you can kind of make it work. So that's what I'm going to do. Even though I was on the Dodgers to win a series, and I locked in the Dodgers to win a series, I just think leaning in the direction of Tampa Bay, seeing that plus 400 jump out at me, I mean, that makes me, you know, finagle a little mad. Try to maybe get ahead of the system, if you will. Not by much. I know it's not going to be a crazy amount of an additional bonus, but that's how I'm going to play this. I'm going to lay off the plus, what do we got here? 114. I'm going to lay off that with Tampa tonight. I'm going to pounce on Tampa plus 400 to win the series. Even if I don't like them tomorrow, I feel like I have avenues I can work. And it could end up being a winning ticket for you. We'll have to see how that shakes out. As far as the total, if I had to play it, and I feel like you guys are probably curious to see what direction I'd play it, I'd go over 8 runs tonight. Because I don't have confidence that Tony Gonsolin and the Dodgers pitching staff is going to be able to hold down Tampa. Tampa's offense has been very up and down in this series. They've had some games in which they've been very, very productive. They've hit the ball out of the ballpark. When Tampa has not hit the ball out of the ballpark, they have struggled. So I'm going to say they hit a couple over the fence tonight. I'll take Tampa over 8 with the Rays or with the Dodgers. I'll go total over 8, and I'm giving you that Rays plus 400 to go and win the World Series. Maybe we'll middle it tomorrow. We'll have to see. Now, as far as the lines for Sunday, the early opening lines, what has caught my eye? Atlanta, only a 2.5-point dog at Carolina. You know what my initial reaction is? That line is way too low. Indianapolis, they are a 3-point favorite against the Detroit Lions. Lions, who I was very high on in the preseason, starting to have a little lady luck on their side. They win that game, they're all of a sudden back in the mix in the NFC. Minnesota and Green Bay. You know what my thought was on this line? It's way too low. How in the world are the Packers only a 6.5-point favorite? That line is as fishy as can be. When it comes to New England and Buffalo, this line kind of varies depending on your book. DraftKings has it at 3.5. The consensus right now is actually at 3, which I'm surprised by. 3.5 is a very spot-on fair number. And that's a game I can tell you right now, I won't be going anywhere near. Tennessee and Cincinnati open at 3.5. It's up to 6. Yeah, I think 3.5 was a bad opening line. Real bad opening line. This is an interesting one. Vegas and the Browns. DraftKings has it at 2.5. That seems low. That line tells me Raiders. These are the initial Tuesday thoughts, by the way, for those of you keeping score at home. Doesn't mean they're going to be plays. But like when I look at a line, this is like the stream of consciousness, if you will. The Jets and the Chiefs, line right now is locked in at 19. I mean, laying a big number like that in the NFL is never fun. But do you feel good about taking the Jets at Arrowhead? I know I don't. Talked about Miami and the Rams. Talked about New Orleans and Chicago. San Fran and Seattle being locked in at 3 across the board. Wow. I'm surprised by that. I am very, very surprised by that. I thought you'd see that line at 4, 4.5. What that's telling you is that Vegas is buying regression from Seattle and that Vegas is buying in to the San Francisco 49ers. We don't have a line yet on Dallas and Philly because of the quarterback situation. Chargers and Broncos. Seeing the Chargers favored by 3. I mean, laying points with the Chargers on the road. Say your prayers. Seriously, say your prayers. Pitt and Baltimore. This is shaping up to be the square dog of the week. And I hate doing it because I love the Steelers. They've been good to me all year. And I know I'm going to hate fading them. I don't know if I'm going to have the chutzpah to go and fade them because they've been good to me. Teams that are good to me, I don't like going against. Bothers me to go against them. But seeing that line go from 5.5 to 3.5, the entire world is on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Sooner or later, they're going to get picked off. I mean, they're not going to run the table and go 15-0, 16-0, 15-1, 16-0. They're going to lose a game. And that Buck Giant line, here's what I'm curious to see. How high will it go? 10.5 right now. Is that line closer to 12 by kickoff? Or is it closer to 10? I think they jack it up another point, if you ask me. I think right now, 10.5, still going to get heavy Bucks action. I think you'll see the buyback on Big Blue if that line gets north of 11. That would be my take. You like Tampa, go get it. See, somebody just tweeted at me right now about the Dodgers being minus 160 tomorrow. Now, I think it'll be higher than that with Bueller. I don't think it's 160. I think it's in the 200 to the 220 range. Regardless, that line is 160. It enhances my point that much more about, you know, the real nice middle you could get in getting the Rays at plus 400 to win the World Series. That, to me, is the way to attack this if you're going to bet Tampa Bay tonight. That's what I do. Forget about taking them in Game 6. Take them plus 400 to win the whole thing. And then act accordingly tomorrow. 877-337-6666. Let's head to Brewster. Colin, he joins us. What's happening, Colin?
Hey, how you doing?
Colin, what's happening?
Yeah, what's going on? It's the St. Bonnie guy, remember?
Oh, your Bonnies. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. We'll see if you'll be able to bet your St. Bonnies in a couple of weeks, man. College basketball. Well, can't get here soon enough.
Yeah, I can't wait either, buddy. But, yeah, I was going to talk about my bets last week. I never hear you talking about taking bands. You ever take bands or not?
Take what?
Like the bands, like the in the NFL, like what the two teams are gonna like what their scores are gonna equate. Like I took,
no, like, I for one, Colin, don't go in that direction. More power to you if you do. No, you had one on Sunday. What do you have?
I had the 49ers game, and I had the Jets.
And how'd that treat you?
Really, really well. Really well.
There you go. Colin, it just goes to show you, bro, strategies galore depending on the individual player. Hey, you could have found some value in teasing. There were some opportunities to tease certain teams. Packers were a good tease team last week. Kansas City would have been a good tease team last week. There were a lot of games that ended up going in the direction of teases that killed a whole lot of these sports books on Sunday. Sports books took a bath over week seven.
I got killed yesterday because I took the ban on the Bears game 20-31. What does Eddie Jackson do? Gets the touchdown at the end. No one else scored, and no one else would have scored. It was only 5 minutes left. But the risk and reward I like, because when you're talking about the Tampa Bay, I kind of like what you're saying about taking them game six and game seven.
I just think you can find a great middle there, Colin, even if you don't like them tomorrow night. Now, this completely goes out the window if the Dodgers go and win tonight. Then you're 400, you're plus 115, whatever you're throwing down, it's over. I just think from a value standpoint, why take the Rays tonight at plus 115? Plus 400 to win the series. Unless you're telling me the Dodgers are going to be minus 300 tomorrow, which I do not see. Against Charlie Morton? Against Tampa? Not buying it. They're minus 300 tomorrow. I'll come on the air, tip my cap, and call the odds makers my daddy. I'd be more than happy to do that. Let's head to Queens, the great Jeff Money. What's happening, Money?
What's up, Jay? I first got to congratulate you on your Ram pick there yesterday.
Yeah, listen, Jeff Money, when you're hot, brother. And I was as cold as ice the first 4 weeks of the year. I have now hit my stride over these last couple weeks. Means nothing. It's still a long season. But it's nice to go from 9-under all of a sudden to see that 500 mark. Now the goal is, Jeff Money, with our Super Contest plays, let's start building. Let's get to 2. Let's get to 3. Let's get to 4 over 500. And away we go. And, just looking at some of these lines for Sunday already, I mean, there are 2 or 3 lines that, smell a little fishy, if you ask me, including Minnesota and Green Bay, including the game we mentioned with San Fran and Seattle. How in the world is Seattle only favored by 3 points in that game?
Right, exactly. I'm going to have to start doing my analyzing probably tomorrow. Tomorrow morning I start looking it over.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to do it. I never really, Jeff Money, like locking anything in on Tuesday, especially this year with the COVID stuff, with guys missing time. It's such a wacky and strange year. I've not been firing in these wagers on Monday or Tuesday. Now, by Thursday, by Friday, that's when I might feel comfortable to go and take the plunge. You might get burned. You might get a better number over the weekend. But, Jeff, how many of these games, the line moves a half point, you see it coming down at a wire on Sunday, you're like, wow, I'm glad, like with the Carolina game, I'm glad I got 7.5 and not 6.5,
Yeah, right. The book, they know the line. They fit it perfectly. It makes it very exciting there, And as far as tonight's game, I like the Rays. I like the Rays. I got them at 125. I also gave that out at 125. I saw your observation, because I probably like the Rays tonight, and most likely I'll probably like the Dodgers tomorrow.
See, now let me ask you a question, Jeff. If you had plus 400 on Tampa, why wouldn't you go play Tampa? Now, you're locked in, so it is what it is. But go play Tampa plus 400. Hope you get a win there, and then you can really do some finagling. Even if you like the Dodgers tomorrow, you're going to get a pretty juicy price.
True, very true. You can also bet them at the 125 and maybe put a little bet on the plus 400. And then, like you said, depending on what the line's going to be tomorrow, like if you're estimating, you probably be more towards 200, you think, right?
That's what I'm thinking. Now, I believe the last Buehler and Morton game was anywhere from 160 to 180. I want to say it was right around there, and the Dodgers ended up winning game 3 going away. I don't think you'd get 160 tomorrow night. I think Buehler coming off that dominant start, back-to-back brilliant efforts. He's a stud. The Dodgers were the favored team. I think it's closer to 200. Now, I don't think it's getting to like 250, 260, but I think the Dodgers would be 2-1 favorites tomorrow.
And if I recall not 100%, I think the matchup tonight, was it that the same matchup in game two, I recall?
Correct. It was Gonsolin and Snell. That
if
is
I
accurate.
Recall, I think I went with the Rays on that one. And I think I went with the Dodgers on that one. So I said, you know what, this time around, I don't want to get screwed because I know he only pitched one inning last, but I don't know if he's going to – they say he's going to pitch a little bit more, but I said, you know what, I'm going to go with the Rays. I'm going to go opposite this time.
Well, and Jeff Bunny, let's be honest. If the Dodgers are going to win this game tonight, they need some length out of Gonsolin. You know, they used a lot of their bridge guys, specifically Dustin May, to piggyback off of Kershaw. To me, I can't have Gonsolin out after one inning. Can't have that. Unless he's sticking up the joint. You know, if he's sticking up the joint, then maybe I'm going to look at it differently. Let's head to Rochester, New York. And Ira, what's up, I don't have Ira here. Okay. Let's try Lawrence, Kansas. Matt joins us. What's up, Matt? Rosie, my screener has completely froze. So punch... Well, good. All right, so we froze together then. See, that's live radio in a nutshell, folks. I went to go and punch up a bunch of these calls. Couldn't do it, Paul. You know, I was all fired up. I had Ira, I had Matt, I had Morin. I was ready to get these guys on the horn here on Odds on Sports. At least I know that the problem is not entirely on my end. That's good to know.
No, it is not on your end. It is on. It seems to be on our end.
It's on our end. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to come take a break. Fun edition of Odds on Sports. Don't go anywhere, though. We'll get you ready for Game 6 of the World Series. We'll talk about these ridiculous Quinn and Williams rumors and why I think that's a terrible idea for the Jets. We got a lot of Week 8 reaction. Your calls, of course, at 877-337-6666. We'll come right back.